Today's Amud is Chagiga Tezayin Amin Aleph. We're holding on to Tezayin Amin Aleph, 9 lines on the top by the words Tan Rabbanon. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanon that Shisha Dvarim Nemru B'Shedim. There are 6 things that are said about Shedim. Shedim are somewhat like humans, somewhat like Malachim. There's 6 things that are said about them. That Shloisha Kamalachi Ashares U Shloisha Kibnei Adam. In 3 ways they're more similar to Malachim. And in 3 ways they're more similar to humans, the people. Shloisha kamalachi asharis. In 3 ways they're like malachim. Cause yeshlam kanafayim kamalachi asharis. They have wings just like angels. Utasim yisayfayilam vatsayfay kamalachi asharis. And they're able to fly from one end of the world to the other like malachi asharis. V'yoydin masha asid li yoys kamalachi asharis. And they also know what's going to be in the future just like malachim. Now ask the Gemara, yoydin salkadaitach. Really, Malachim know what's going to be in the future? Ella Avada doesn't mean that they know what's going to be in the future. Rather, what it means is that Shayman Me'achari Apargud Kamalachi Ashares. That they're able to hear from behind, so to speak, the curtain, like Malachi Ashares. There's certain things that before they happen, so the Malachim, they're able to hear it Me'achari Apargud. And Shaydim as well, they have this attribute like Malachim, that they're at times able to hear Me'achari Apargud what's about to happen. Ushleisha kibnei adam, and in 3 ways, these shadim are more similar to humans. And what is that? Says the Gemara that they're eichon v'shaisin kibnei adam, that they eat and they drink just like humans. Part of a rabbin kibnei adam, they have children. Umeisim kibnei adam, and they also die just like humans. And says the Gemara on this type of topic that shisha dvarim nemru b'bnei adam, that there are 6 things that are said about people. People have a malach side to them, they have a ruchni side to them, they also have a behema side to them. So people have 6 attributes, shloishika malachi ashari, shloishika behema. In 3 ways they're more similar to malachim, and in 3 ways they're more like animals. Shloishika malachi ashari, in 3 ways, there's 3 attributes of humans that are similar to that of malachim. Yesh lahem das kamalachi ashari. They have das, they have seichel. Umahalchim bekume zakufa kamalachi ashari. They stand up straight on their 2 feet, like Malachim. U'misaprim b'lashon ha'kodesh k'malachi asharis, and they're able to talk in lashon ha'kodesh just like Malachim. But then there's also shloisha behema k'behema. There's 3 ways that humans are like animals. They're eichel v'shaisin k'behema. They eat and they drink like animals. U'parim v'ravim k'behema. They have children like animals. U'maitzin re'i k'behema. And they go to the bathroom just like animals do. Now going back to the Mishnah had said they call a mistakel b'arba dvarim rasa ilay shalay ba'al ha'ilam. We said that if a person contemplates, mistakel means to contemplate, if he contemplates 4 things, so it would have been better for him if he didn't come to this world. And what were the 4 things? We said malamala, malamata, what's above the rakia, all the way up, and what's lamata, what's below the earth, and malachor, malafnim. Malafnim, malachar. Malafnim means what was before the world was created, and laachar means what's going to be in the future. So it says the Gemara, the Bishlam, malamala, malamata, malachar, lachayit. I understand that there's a problem to think about what's the mala, and what's the mata, and what's going to be in the future, because these are all things that can make a person crazy. I understand that a person's not supposed to have these thoughts. Alafnim, madahavahavo. But what's wrong with thinking about what was before creation? It's over anyways. What was, was. What's the problem with thinking about what was before creation? So it says the Gemara of Yechonah and Belazar, Da'ami Tarvayu, they both explained that Mashal Melech Basav Adam, we could compare this to a human king. Sha'amar La'avadav, he said to his servants, Benuli Platirin Gedailin, build for me these big castles, Ala Ashba, on this garbage dump. build for me a big castle on the garbage dump. So Halchu Banulai, so they went and Mamish at the site of the garbage dump. They built for him this tremendous palace. So what's going to be now? The king doesn't want people to talk about the fact that there used to be an ashba, that, oh yeah, I remember when it was an ashba over here. It's a little bit degrading. And so too, it's degrading for us to think about the ashba, so to speak, that was before creation. That's not something that a person is supposed to contemplate about. And then the Mishnah also said that anybody who doesn't have mercy on the kavod of his creator, he's not chas, he doesn't care about the kavod of his creator, so also rasul le shalei bala ilam, it would have been better for him if he didn't come into this world. So Mahi asked the Gemara, what's this referring to? What's this referring to? Kol shalei chas al kavod kainai, what's that referring to? Says the Gemara, machlaikis, Rabbi Abba Amar, it's referring to somebody who stares at a rainbow. We'll see in a moment what the problem is. Rav Yosef Amar, that's referring to, is referring to a person who does an avera privately, and we'll talk about that shortly as well. So mistakel bekashas, what's the problem with being mistakel bekashas, staring at a rainbow, dichsev, as the pasuk says. Kemara kashas asher yiha ba'anan b'yayim ha'gashem, kemara ha'noiga saviv, hu mara d'mos k'vayit Hashem. Yechezkel's talking, this is in the psukim, they talk about ma'isim merkava, and he says that there's some sort of dimyon between the kavod Hashem, between the d'mos kavod Hashem, there's some sort of mashal to the d'mos of the k'vayit Hashem in a rainbow. So there's something about a rainbow that's representative of the Kvayd Hashem, of the Demus Kvayd Hashem Kaviyachal. And therefore there's a problem to be mistakel at the keshes. Now the Rosh Ovir points out that avada, there's a mitzvah to look at a rainbow and to make a bracha when a person sees a rainbow. The Gemara over here says you're not supposed to be. Here it doesn't say not to look. It says not to be mistakel. You're allowed to look to make the bracha, but what you're not supposed to do is be mistakel, which means to really contemplate it, to stare at it. That's something that a person is not supposed to do. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef said, like we quoted before, that no, Kol Shalei Chasa Kvay Kaina is not talking about staring at a rainbow, rather, Zeh Oiver Avera Beseser. It's referring to a person who does an Avera privately. And what's so terrible about that? Could Rav Yitzchak, like Rav Yitzchak explained, Dam Rav Yitzchak La Oiver Avera Beseser, a person who does an Avera, and he makes sure to do it in a way that nobody sees him, he does it privately, it's Ki'ilu Doichik Ragle Shechina, it's as if he's pushing away the feet of the Shechina, pushing over, hiding from people, specifically from people, and not caring about the fact that Hashem is seeing him. That's like pushing away the feet of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Now you would think it's pushing away the eyes of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's pushing away the face kaviyachol of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Why is it considered pushing away the feet? Says the Gemara Shenemar, because the pasuk says Kayamar Hashem Hashemayim Kisiv Haaretz Hadayim Raglai. That you see that the Shemayim is the throne kaviyachol, and the Aretz, this world, is like the footstool. So it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's feet kaviyachol that are here, and if a person, he cares to hide from people, he doesn't care about the fact that Hashem's seeing him, so that's like pushing away HaKadosh Baruch Hu's feet. And it's a terrible thing to do in Aveira. They say, sir, that's called Shalichas HaKvayt Kainai. Now ask the Gemara, Aini, is that really true? That a person who doesn't have Eira, so it's worse to do it privately? Is something so terrible about doing it privately? But we learned the opposite, that there's actually a maila to go and do it privately. If a person sees that he has a Yetzirah and it's overcoming him, so he should dafka go to a private place. He should go to a place that nobody knows who he is. And he should wear black. And he should wrap himself in black, and he should do whatever it is that his heart desires to do. At least like that, it won't be a chil Hashem. So Rabbi Nachmanano learns that it means he should do what his heart really wants, which is not to do that avera. A person, he goes to a makam, he puts on black, he's yisatev shchayrin, so that's going to goof again him to be able to overcome his yitzahara. Taisus points out that that's mamish, not the pashas of this Gemara over here. It doesn't seem at all that that's what the Gemara are saying. We seem to be saying that he's actually doing the Avera, and Mashalib Chafetz, he should, even if he means doing the Avera, but at least there'll be less of a Chilul Hashem. He should be Yilba Shchayrin, Yisatif Shchayrin, go to a place that people don't know him, at least like this, it'll be less of a Chilul Hashem. But again, you see that there's actually a Maila to doing an Avera B'Seisar, to going in private. So how could you say before, how could Rav Yosef say that Kol Shalei Chasa Kvay Kainai, which is a terrible thing, it's Rasa Lei Shalei Bala Ailam, it's referring to a person who doesn't have Erev Eseser. You see from this Memra, that no, Adarabba, if a person sees his Yitzhar is overcoming him, he should dafku go Beseser, he should dafku go to a private place to do the Avera. So says the Gemara, like Asha, Tzak, Stira, Ha de Matzi Kayafli Yitzrei, Ha de Lei Matzi Kayafli Yitzrei. It depends, is he able to overcome his Yetzirah or not? if he's be'etzem able to overcome his Yetzihara. But he says, no one sees me anyway, so it's okay, he's going to do the Avera. If that's what's going to facilitate the person to do the Avera, he be'etzem is able to overcome his Yetzihara. It's the fact he's going to go to a private place and no one's going to see him, that's what's actually facilitating for him to do the Avera. So that's when it's terrible. That's when it's Rosh Alei Shaloi Ba'al Olam. That's when it's pushing away the feet kaviyachal of the Shechina. Because he's be'etzem able to overcome his Yetzihara. Where did we have this member of Yob HaShchairin of Revila Zakein? That's dafka in a case where a person feels that he won't be able to overcome his Yetzihara. Now the Lashon of the Gemara is that he's unable to overcome his Yetzihara. Bebashus is a fada, a person has Bechira, he's able to overcome, but he's in a matzav that at least the way he feels is that he's unable to overcome his Yetzihara. So if a person's in that kind of matzav, that he's doing the Avera regardless, so then once he's doing it anyway, so then the fada is better to go Beseser. If a person's going to be able to overcome Be'etzem, and it's just that it's only because he's in private, that's why he's doing the Avera, that's when it's terrible. But if a person can't overcome, so then better, that's when it's better to do it privately. And there's no stira. Says the Gemara, Vayter now, Darish Rav Yehuda Rebbe Nachmeni Mitorgamane de Reish Lakish Kol Mistaka B'Shloisha Dvarim Einav Kehos. Anybody who stares at the following three things, so his eyes get weakened, he loses his eyesight. B'Kashas U'B'Nasi U'B'Kehanim. These three things, a rainbow, the Nasi of Klal Yisrael, and also at the Kohanim, which we'll see in a moment what these things refer to. So Bekashas is like we already explained. Dichsev, because the Pasuk says, Kemara Keshas Yibon and Biyam Geshem, who married the Muskvayed Hashem. So we already said that there's something in a rainbow that's like a mashal to the Muskvayed Hashem Kaviyachal, and therefore that's something that a person's not supposed to be mistakel at. Benasi, what's wrong with being mistakel at a Nasi? Dichsev, because the Pasuk says, Benasata Mihaiducha Alav, that Kodesh Baruch Hu puts from his hayin kaviyachol onto the nasi, and therefore that's also like a mashal of the demus kveid Hashem kaviyachol, and a person's not supposed to be mistakel benasi. And a mistakel b'kayhanim, what's that referring to? That's referring to bezvan shabes hamikdash kayam, when we have a bes hamikdash shahayu aimdim al duchanan, that the kayhanim would stand on their duchen umevarchen as Yisrael b'shem ha-mefayrush, and they would bench klal Yisrael, they would do birkas kayhanim, and they would use the shem ha-mefayrush, and when they would use the shem ha-mefayrush, so the shechina would rest between their fingers, and therefore it's a problem to look at the kayhanim while during birkas kayhanim, because that's also there's the Shechina's over there, and that's why a person's not supposed to look. L'maisa Taisa says over here that this even applies nowadays. Even though nowadays they don't use the Shema Mefarish, we don't have yet a Beis HaMikdash, still this halacha applies that a person's not allowed to look and stare and be mistakel at the Kehanim during Birkas Kehanim. Taisa says, Al Tasa Chadas. Because of Hasa Chadas, because it's going to get a person not to concentrate on the bracha, so that's why a person's not allowed to stare. So the Mishnah Brura and the Archaim and the Mishnah Brura and Sibin Kuf Chav Chas and Sifka and Peitas, so the Mishnah Brura brings from the Magid Avram a different time. He says from the Magid Avram that it's a Zeichel LeMikdash. So it's Pasha the Zeichel LeMikdash, and the Mikdash was a problem to stare. So we have a Zeichel LeMikdash. Meheri Yibanim Beis HaMikdash, Bez Hashem will have it back soon. In the meantime, at least as a Zeichel LeMikdash, so we have a Minog not to look at the Kehanim when they do Birkas Kehanim, even if technically the problem, the real problem, is only Bezman Beis HaMikdash. Again, Taisa said that there's even a problem nowadays, Al Tesach Hadas, but Al Kapanim, that's the halacha, that the person's not supposed to look at the Kehanim. Bezman Beis HaMikdash, it was Vamish, it was Ein of Kehais. It even made a person's eyesight and made it weaker. Says the Gemara, Vayter now, Darsha of Yehuda, Rabbi Nachmani, Mitor Gemani, Dresh Lakish. Again, another Joshua from him. My Dechsev, what's the meaning of the Pasuk? Al Taminu Bereya, Al Tiftuchu Ba'aluf. That you shouldn't believe your friend, and you shouldn't trust in Aluf, you shouldn't trust in Hashem. What is that referring to? You shouldn't trust Hashem. Im Yaimer Lecha Yetzer Hara, the Ra, Bereya is referring to Bera. If the Yetzer Hara tells you Chatoi, do the Aveira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meichel, don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you, he's going to forgive you anyways, just do the Aveira. So Al Tamin, don't believe him. Shenemra, as the Pasuk says, Al Tamin Bereya, we're darshing it means Bera, don't trust the Ra. What's Ra? Vein Ra el Yetzahara. Ra is a reference to the Yetzahara. Shenemra, as the Pasuk says, Ki Yetzer Leif Adam Ra. Ve'ein aluf el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and don't believe in aruf. That's not a time to have bitachon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you and he's going to forgive you. Before the aveira, that's not a time to have this bitachon. You shouldn't be b'teach ba'aluf, in aluf el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aluf is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, aluf nu'uri ata, that you're the master of my youth, you're the aluf of my youth, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what the Pasuk means. Now, Shema Taimer, a person might claim, he might have a taina, he might say, that me may it be, if I do it in private, so who's going to testify against me? Who's going to know what I did? Says the Gemara, Avnei Beisa, Vikiras Beisa, Shal Adam, Hem Eidabai. It's not true. The stones of your house, the beams of your house, they're going to testify against you. You think nobody sees, but you're inside of a house, you're inside of a room. Those walls have stones, those walls have beams, those are going to testify against you. Shenemra, as the Pasuk says, Ki Evan Mikir Tizak, Ukafis Me'etz Yanena, that it's Kilu, the stones and the beams, they're able to scream out, they're able to scream out from the walls, they're going to testify against you, which you see from here, an incredible thing, that when a person doesn't, this Gemara is talking about an Aveira, but when a person does an Aveira, it makes a Hashpa, it has a Hashpa on the Gashmias, it has a Hashpa on the person's house. If he does an Aveira with money, it has a Hashpa on his money, to the point that the house itself is the Edom. I don't think it means that the house is going to talk, but the house itself, to somebody who has a sensitive eye to Ruchnias, is able to see that the house is talking, the house is being made against him, because the house was mushpa from the fact that the person did Aveira inside of the house. But Lasulava, he's gonna be more sensitive to this Ruchnias, and the house itself is gonna be made against him by definition, because he had a hashpa on the Gashmis, he had a hashpa on his house, and Adam Yidu Taiva Meruba, if a person who does mitzvahs in his house, a person who does mitzvahs, so then it has a hashpa on the Gashmis, like we have Yaakov Avinu, Alayat Yaniach Tzadikas Reishi, we'll have soon in the parasha that the rocks were arguing, I want the tzaddik to rest his head on me, because the ruchnis has an effect even on the gashmis around him, and that's what you see from this gemara, that a person has an effect even on the beams and the stones of his house. Now says the gemara, the chachamim say that there's a different aid. You think you're in private, nobody sees, nobody's going to testify against you. Says the chachamim, it's not true. Nishmasay shel adam mi'idabai. Your neshama is right there with you. Avada, you're alive. Your neshama is right there. The neshama is going to testify against you. Shenemar, the pasuk says, from that lies down on your lap, you should make sure to guard your mouth. Meaning even the neshama that's right there, right next to you, he is going to testify against you. And Ezi Davar Shesheches Becheikah Shel Adam, what's this thing referring to? And it lies on the lap of a person, on the Havi'aymer's neshama, it's referring to the neshama. Rav Zreika Amer, it's the Shnei Malach Yashares, HaMelavin Aysai, they're Me'idim Bay, it's the two Malachim that are constantly escorting a person wherever he goes, they're going to testify against him. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ki Malach HaVitzav Olach L'shmarcha B'chol Derechecha, they're going to guard you, they're going to... they're going to be watching you, and if you do something wrong, so they're going to testify against you. Or some of the gears of Yeshayim, and others say that it's a varav shal adam mi'idim bay, that's a person's only varim, they're going to testify against the person. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, va'atem idainu mashem va'anikel, that Yisrael is talking to the varim, that a varim of the person, you're going to be my edim, you're going to be my witnesses, you're going to testify about the person. L'chayr, you could say the pshat is because like the svarim explained that all the shesa mitzvahs leisa say, and the ramach mitzvahs say, they're connected to ramach Evarim and the Shesagidin, and if a person does mitzvahs, then he's misakin that Aver, he's misakin that Gid, if he stays away from the Avera. But if a person doesn't have Avera, so then it's Paigim on that Aver. A person can go up to Shemaim after 120, he can have Evarim that have holes in it, right? He has holes that are chaser, it's because he wasn't performing a mitzvah properly, he didn't have Avera, so that has an effect on the Evarim. So not that the Evarim have to talk and speak up, but the Evarim are made about a person. By definition, the Evarim of a person, they're going to show, was he mekayim all the mitzvahs? No, there's that mitzvah that's chaser. Where if he was mekayim at Bezuz Hashem, then it's going to show that he was mekayim. Again, in this context, in the context of this Gemara, we're coming to say they're going to testify about the person, that even if he does an Avera privately, he thinks nobody's watching. It's not true. The Evarim get affected, the Gidim get affected by a person's Maisim, and they're going to testify about the person. We should all be zeicha, that we should have the opposite effect, that we should be mekayim the mitzvahs in a way that the Evarim are testifying for us that we were mekayim the mitzvahs. That is Hashem.